Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deborah Shane's Top Small Business Podcast and the hub for community connections and conversations. Join us weekly for lively discussions and inspiring guests on current events, careers, consumer trends, small business, and social media. Visit DeborahShaneToolbox.com to learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight. And now, your host, Deborah Shane.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Metropolis. Here in March 9th, we want to welcome you from wherever you are listening. I just want to make sure here, just for a second, that my guest is actually on the line. Dave, are you on the line? I'm seeing you on the line, but I'm not hearing you.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hey, there you are. Okay, Dave, hang on. I wasn't hearing you, but you just hang on. Just hang on one second, please. My colleague and friend Dave Kirpin is going to be joining me today in just a moment. I did want to welcome you from wherever you are listening, and wanted to again just thank you so much for your support of our podcast, which is approaching 600,000 downloads and listens, which is a mind-boggling and amazing and fantastic thing. And I just want you to know how grateful I am and we are that you like what we do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Today, I am welcoming back my friend and colleague, Dave Kirpin, who is the founder of Likeable Media. Him and his wife, Carrie, founded Likeable Media in 2006, and this is such a cool story because this is a true story. It began as an idea for a wedding, and it turned into a need for a company, and Likeable Media was born. Their leadership experience resulted in a New York Times best-selling book, a key role in the LinkedIn influencer program, regular contributors to Forbes and Inc. magazine, and lots of recognition in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today. Dave and Carrie continue to guide brands to the forefront of social media marketing. And we all know that that is exploding, exploding, exploding. But what we really want to talk to Dave about today is the top 150 marketers to follow in 2015, which he published just a few months ago. And we want to talk about that. So, having said all that, let me welcome Dave Kirpin. How are you? And thank you for coming on today and joining us.
I'm fantastic. Thanks again for having me. It's great to be back with you.
Well, it's always great to have you because you're so positive and upbeat, and you know how much I like that. So, and you know how much I like you, and I just really enjoy our conversations. So let me ask you a question, because, you know, we've been kind of in this space for a while. We watched it morph and evolve and grow and change and so much all the time. What to you is the most exciting thing so far about social media, you know, in the last year or so, and certainly entering into 2015?
I would say there's two things that are really exciting for me. So one is how much easier it's gotten. There's just been a huge influx of tools that have come into the market in the last year to make it a lot easier. We have one, you know, for small businesses, Likeable Local. We launched that software a couple years ago, and we've improved that software a lot. And that's a really good tool for folks. But there are a lot of great tools that have made it a lot easier to do social media from mobile phones and to do social media as a business. And then the other thing that I'm really excited about is video. We've seen a huge influx in video in the last few months, and as Twitter goes to native video with apps like Meerkat and SlideShare adding video, and Facebook surpassing YouTube with video, you know, 2015 truly is the year of video, and it's exciting to see that unfolding.
Well, look, you know, video has been the king since the beginning. I mean, it's the King Kong of social media. And, you know, it's amazing when you think about it, all the other applications that have come about with regard to, you know, video, but also, you know, apps that include video and, you know, Vine and, you know, some of these short form videos, which you think to yourself, what the heck am I going to say in 6 seconds? You know, what am I going to do? But just sitting with my nephew for like 5 minutes answered that question because he's a Vine guy, and he's shown me some really extraordinary 6 second videos, you know. So it is pretty exciting that YouTube has maintained its place but also grown its place. So let's talk about this 150 top marketer list. Get right into this. And you know, I've been following you for a while, and you know, you have a fantastic following, and you know a lot of people, and we know a lot of people. And what inspired you ultimately to make this list?
You know, well, we've been in the space for a while now, and I've had the real fortune of getting to know tons of marketers and thought leaders in the space. And obviously, it's really hard to narrow any sort of list down to even 150. But we worked really hard at putting together a list that would be helpful resources for folks that are in our audience. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of folks that follow us and look to us to give them resources. And I've been really devoted from the start to giving people free resources. And so this list is simply that. It's a list of free resources in the form of people to follow that will help make you smarter and help, you know, give you ideas for your marketing. And these are some of the smartest, most successful marketers in the world that have all really embraced social media to share their knowledge and to share their ideas. And, you know, I'm pretty confident that if you can choose really any of them to follow and learn a lot. And I just finished writing a chapter in my next book about how the best teachers are students themselves. And it seems to me that, you know, the more you embrace learning, the better you can become a teacher yourself. And so I follow all these people, and I think that these are just all great people that all of your listeners should consider following.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you know, we're going to give out that link, you know, towards the end of this session. But what struck me about this list, and it is truly comprehensive and very diverse, and that's what I liked about it, because you know, when you talk about marketing and people that marketing, you sometimes think about people that are in marketing, but this group of 150, certainly the marketing and social media industries are well represented, but man, there's people from real estate, food. I mean, it's just, you know, great professionals that we all have to market ourselves in this day and age. And that's what I thought was so, you know, cool about this. There's such a diversity of people that you actually focused on. And, you know, obviously content, marketing, social media is important, but you've got people represented here from really many different business industries, and that's the real world we live in, right, Dave?
Exactly. And, you know, I wanted a list. Look, I could have done a list of 10 people or 15 people. The reality is if you want a list that people are going to actually use, okay, and you want to make it a big list, you have to give it you have to give people lots of options. And so what we wanted to do was give them just that. So, you know, you can scroll through the list and quickly look at, you know, who interests you. And yeah, if you're in one particular vertical or another, you might be more interested in following certain people. And the reality is most people are not going to click through and follow all 150. So although we do have an easy Twitter list to follow all 150 on Twitter, you can find that at our Twitter account, Likeable Local. This way you get to sort of pick and choose based on your own interests.
Right. So I want to kind of turn this to you for a second and sort of focus in on your thoughts and ideas about what you think, especially today, because 2015 represents a very different marketing environment than 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago. You know, when we were all coming up, I mean, you and I were early adopters of social media, and I come from a media background, having been in broadcast radio sales and marketing for 24 years. So we started out without any social media, but we did pretty good to adopt it. But what to you makes an outstanding marketer, especially in today's world?
Yeah, great question. And really, the answer is the same things that made an outstanding marketer years ago, with the major exception being how you execute on those things is totally different. So, for instance, storytelling has always been a huge, huge tenet of marketing. But the way you used to storytell, you know, 10, 20 years ago was the 30-second spot on television or radio. Well, now the way that an outstanding marketer tells stories is through social media and Vine and Instagram and Facebook and infographics and blog posts, right? Listening has always been a key tenet of marketing, but, 10, 20 years ago, the way that folks did listening was surveys and focus groups. And now the way that you do listening is Twitter and running software to monitor what people are saying about you and your brand. I guess the biggest difference in outstanding marketing from years ago and then from today is adaptability, because things just change so quickly that 10, 20 years ago, you could kind of be more set in your ways and be very successful, but today you cannot. You simply have to have a adaptable mindset. You have to have a nimble mindset and attitude so that you can change as Snapchat comes about and as Instagram and Vine grow and as Twitter and Facebook launch new features. I mean, you simply have to be nimble and able to move quickly and adapt in today's marketing environment.
Indeed. And I do think, too, in looking at the earlier, the earlier usage and focus of some of the social media was kind of salesy, we still, put it out there to, gain an interest in selling something that we represented. And we still do that for sure. But the difference is that today people will not allow you in unless you spend a little time developing a relationship with them and they know that you're a trusted person that they actually want to open that door with. I think that's a huge difference in what's going on today and how, again, Twitter, LinkedIn, I'm a huge LinkedIn fan, early adopter, very early, used it early on. And, of course, LinkedIn was your resume online-ish early on, and now it's morphed into this amazing, content marketing, publishing, connecting people, thing. It's just, I think it's fantastic. And of course, Twitter, I still get people that say to me, I don't get Twitter. Did you get people that say that to you?
All the time. It's crazy because,
what do you
it's been
tell
so...
them?
You know, I still tell them the story of my trip to Vegas, and I was you know, upset about checking in online, waiting over 45 minutes to check in at a popular hotel, and I tweeted that I was upset and it wasn't worth it, and you know, hotel wasn't listening, but the hotel down the street was listening, and they tweeted back to me and they said, "I'm sorry, you're having a bad experience, Dave." And I ended up staying at the rival hotel, you know, the next five times I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Twitter gives you that huge opportunity to listen and to leverage the data that you learn and listen from. And that's when people understand it from a story perspective, I think it starts to hit home for them. And the thing is, you just have to experience some things to become a believer. And if you have never used Twitter yourself, it's next to impossible to understand the business value. You have to jump in. And there's still a lot of folks that haven't jumped in. And now once you jump and that could be said for all of social media, but it probably could be said most for Twitter. But once you jump in and really join the party, it truly is hard to leave.
Well, I'm finishing up a piece that I'm writing about 12 ways to use LinkedIn. Okay, because, I mean, mostly people think, okay, introductions, connections, you know. But I kind of came up with 11 other things you can do on LinkedIn. And this goes back to the way it's evolved and serving people. But so with regard to social media marketing, I mean, what are your you know, of all, because, you know, we got so many platforms to choose from. People are overwhelmed. They get overwhelmed because they are just sort of lay small business people, and they're not as sophisticated and savvy as we think they are because they're not in it. They don't live in it. They need to use it for their business. So, you know, I work with a lot of those kind of people, and I'm trying to get them to understand that this is a must use, it's a best practice, and they have to figure out the one or two or three maybe best platforms for them and their communities and really take ownership of those one or two. So, you know, taking that in mind, what are the three must, you know, the top social media platforms that really somebody has to have in the mix?
Well, you know, the unfortunate answer is it truly, truly does depend on your business and your goals. That being said, you know, if you put a gun to my head, I would say LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And then, you know, very, very close fourth there is Instagram. Instagram is growing, you know, really quickly. And then, again, depending on your specific audience and goals, you know, you might throw, Pinterest in if you are an e-commerce company.
Yep.
You might throw SlideShare if you're an agency. You might throw in, Vine if you are a sort of arts and entertainment. So, it really is going to depend, but sort of the big three are still Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Well, and having said that, I mean, you talk about Instagram and Pinterest, which are super visual platforms. It's all about showing the food, showing the clothes, you know, showing, show tell, you know, and, you know, we respond so greatly to visuals, to imaging, to video. We still respond so much to that. And when you can combine the text with the show, the image or the video, that's your ultimate, obviously your ultimate way. But so what do you tell people are your no-nos? Okay, like please don't do this, because truthfully there are still so many people out there that are shooting themselves in the foot, okay, from the get-go with how they're doing things. And unfortunately, they don't have, you know, guidance or consultants that can help say, hey, you know, this is not the best approach or way to do this. Here's something you could think about. So what are what are the no-nos?
So people are still selling too hard. That's the number one thing, making it too much about them. Not responding to others. It's crazy to me that people still don't respond to others, but, you know, I guess people aren't logging in enough and they end up getting questions and comments that go unresponded to for days. That's a huge no-no. And then people, you know, my only new one that I would say here is that people are not embracing those visuals enough. People are still, I think, a little intimidated, and some people are not embracing the pictures and videos. And it's time. There are enough tools out there. There are enough ways to, you know, to find pictures and share pictures and take videos. That at this point, you've got to be able to join the multimedia experience, because, you know, content is not enough without the pictures and videos.
So if you're working with let's say a lay client, okay, which you work with a lot of companies and higher level people, but you do work with, you know, regular small business owners that, you know, don't really get this. And they'll say to you, I don't want to do this. I don't have time to do this. I can't afford to hire somebody, but I just don't have time for this. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, you don't have time for it because you don't see the value in it, and
right.
You know, your competitors down the street are starting to see value in it and spending some time on it. So, you know, you've got to give it a shot and see that it is really worthwhile. And you know, we've made a lot of tools at Likeable Local that make it much, much easier. So, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time. I like to tell all of our Likeable Local customers that they can get away with spending as little as half an hour a week on social with working with us. But that's still half an hour a week that you have to commit and you have to take away from your otherwise really busy schedule. And the reality is, small businesses often don't have even a half an hour a week, but you've just, until you have to take that first leap of faith and give it a shot, because until you do that, you're not going to believe in it. You're not going to do it. And I get it. I've been a small business owner myself for years. And, there were lots of things that I didn't do because I just was afraid, or I didn't value the time. I just didn't see that. But, once you jump in and once you start to see the value, it changes everything. And I'm very fortunate that I've done that with social media, and I've been able to help thousands of small businesses do that with social media.
Well, I have this year I decided to put out, see what the temperature was for doing some local workshops, just Facebook and email marketing. Just focusing on those two, because I think, you know, if nothing else, you know, these small businesses that are, you know, fearful, they're overwhelmed, you know, everybody's kind of on Facebook, and they have to, you know, understand that you can actually use Facebook, you know, in a business fashion as well. And capturing permission-based emails, I mean, if you're out at markets or trade shows, or you're out there meeting people at networking events, you're making relationships. What do you do with those connections in between? You know, we all have to build, you know, connections and keep in touch with people. So, you know, I'm just trying to focus on those two things and give them some simple, you know, a simple format that they can actually do this. Okay, so I think that's important that small businesses are open-minded to that. And I sold out two seminars, so I was, apparently the interest is there, and that's good. So what's coming up for you this year? Where are you going to be? What's coming up? What kind of projects are you working on?
Well, there's lots of stuff coming up. It's a really, really exciting year. Our brand new edition of Likeable Social Media just launched, with lots of new case studies and lots of updated social networks. It's got Vine and Instagram and Pinterest and you know, all the up to the minute social media knowledge in it. And that's, you can get that at likeable2.com, likeable2.com. And Likeable Local continues to grow. We've got a terrific partner program with agencies and consultants on board. And it's a really exciting year for us. So I'm happy to chat with anyone that wants to talk more. You know, I'm at Dave Kirpin on Twitter and on LinkedIn and Facebook, of course. And our companies, we have two companies, Likeable Media for big brands and Likeable Local for small businesses. And we're happy to talk to anyone that runs the gamut.
Yeah, good stuff. So what's most fun for you when you're doing your business? What's fun to you?
You know, the most the two things that are the most fun for me are building culture and building our business in terms of the number of employees. We welcome two new employees today, for instance, and that's still really the most fun for me. And then ultimately in helping customers succeed. I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And one of our core values is our customer success is our success. So none of this means anything unless we can, you know, help customers bring in more dollars to put food on their tables for their family. And so that's really, you know, on a day in and day out basis, I see the staff and the culture that we're building, and that really makes me really happy. But then, you know, when I have the opportunity to step back and see real results for customers, that's the sort of longer lasting fun, if you will.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, the gift, when we share our gifts and we help people be better, be more effective, make more money. I mean, you know, the referrals come, you know, the growth comes. You're in it for the right reasons. And a lot of people still need a lot of help today in this area. It's still a challenging area for small businesses, solopreneurs. And even, you know, big major companies have had to say, hey, I got to get in this game and make this a part of my culture with my customers, and we're glad to see that happening. Dave Kirpin, founder of Likeable Media, go check him out. Give him the website one more time.
Sure. So big companies is likeable.com and small businesses is likeablelocal.com. You know, you said that large businesses are still struggling. And what I would say, Deborah, is they really are. And the great news here is that, you know, whether you are a giant business or a small one, even if you're a solopreneur, some of the biggest businesses in the world are still struggling with social media. So you still have an enormous opportunity to start now, to start today, and to still get ahead of the game with this. That's the beautiful thing.
Well, thank you so much for all of your input, your insights. It's delightful to welcome you back. We wish you a fantastic year, and we thank you again for being a part of our show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure as always.
You are welcome. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today on the Metropolis. And please come back and visit us again next time.
Thank you for listening to our Top Small Business Podcast. Please share us with others and come back and visit again soon. To learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight, visit DeborahShaneToolbox.com. And rock somebody's day, whatever you do.